This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I have in the studio with me Jamie and Aaron, the two leads on the Harmony Playground project. How are you guys today?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Good.
Excellent. Now, the project, just for everyone who doesn't know, what exactly is the Harmony Playground?
Harmony Playground will be a playground built here in Effingham that will be an all-inclusive playground to give every child, every adult, every grandparent, a veteran, the ability to play, learn, and grow and develop together in harmony here in Effingham. It'll have unique aspects for all ages of children to interact and play together with as far as a roller slide, handicap swings, a unique boat, rocking ship, I should say, and a couple other unique aspects throughout the playground.
And it'll be fenced in for kids who tend to wander off really quickly. It'll give the parents more peace of mind that they're not going to be able to get away real quick. So I think that's a huge part of the playground itself. You don't see that very often. And autistic kids, Downs kids, they kind of run off really quick sometimes.
Sure. Now, my mom worked in special education, and we were talking about this project. It's pretty unique. There aren't that many of these in the country.
Right. No,
there
is not.
There's about 100 right now, and they're becoming more popular, and people are seeing the need for it to interact these kids so that, you know, kids without disabilities can learn about kids with disabilities and vice versa. So I think that's a huge part of this playground.
And the other cool thing about this project is that it is entirely community funded, and you guys are right now about a little bit over halfway through with your fundraising. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, exactly. We set a bold goal to raise $700,000 to build the playground along with a pavilion with handicap accessible restrooms, adult-style changing tables. I'm proud to say as of to date we're close to the $400,000 mark of what we've raised or gained commitments in. Ideally, we'd like to break ground and have this thing built in spring of 2017, but we still have a long ways to go, so any support the community continue to bring. We've been blessed with a lot of local businesses doing their own charity events and donating to the playground, along with some larger donors writing checks. But every effort, no donation is too small. Every dollar counts in this regard, and the more we raise, the more we can put into the playground.
Because there is room where we can add new equipment pieces. They're constantly coming up with different equipment pieces that help with certain types of disabilities so they're constantly evolving, and we have room for more.
Now, where is the playground going to be located? It's being maintained by the Park District once it's built, correct?
Yes. Once built, it will be a free playground to the public. It will be built in directly behind the Workman Sports Complex, in between the Workman Sports Complex and the interstate. And it will be able to utilize also by the occupational therapy department out there located in the sports complex. They see 20 to 30 kids a week in their therapy department that they'll be able to walk outside and utilize the playground as well. It will be maintained once constructed by the Park District and owned and operated by them going forward.
Now, Jamie, before we turn the mics on, we were talking about how a lot of people think that these types of playgrounds are really geared towards kids with physical disabilities, but in reality, it's for the whole spectrum.
Yes, it's for kids who, you know, have social anxieties, autistic kids. I mean, you know, kids that don't have a physical disability has equipment pieces in the park that helps them, you know, learn how to interact and how to,
There'll be opportunities for all ages of children with or without disabilities, but to teach them acceptance, teach them about disabilities and grow and develop together as a community. One thing I like to mention too, you know, we live in this country because we're very fortunate to have people fight for our freedoms every day. Sometimes those people come back injured, loss of a limb or whatnot, and aren't able to play with their children or play with their nieces and nephews. Harmony Playground will give them that ability to play with their nieces and nephews and their children.
Well, it sounds like an awesome project. I think the community is very proud of it. If someone is interested in donating, how can they find more information? How can they get in touch with you guys?
First of all, they can go out to the Effingham Park District website and learn more about the playground as well, or they can visit the our Facebook page,
yes,
Harmony
please,
Playground.
Please like our page. Please press the button so you can you know, see all the updates that we have going on.
Or they can also contact the Southeastern Illinois Community Foundation, which is handling all the funding for us, and they can make their donations there. Or they can contact Jamie or myself. I'm located at Midland States Bank downtown here in Effingham. Feel free to give me a call, and I'll be happy to share more information about the playground with you.
Or just send in a check to P.O. Box 1211, and that's in Effingham, Illinois. And that's the Community Foundation, and just put the check to Harmony Playground.
Thanks for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.